This episode of the Axon Creative Podcast is brought to you by Patreon. The creative system is broken. So if you're a podcaster, video maker, musician, writer, illustrator, or creative person of any kind, sign up on patreon.com now and change the way your creativity is valued by building the steady income stream you deserve. Hey everyone, welcome to the Axonal Creative Podcast. My name is Todd Henry. I'm your host. I'm also the author of the new book, The Motivation Code, which is about how to discover the forces that drive your best work. If you want to understand how to bring yourself fully and freely to the work that you do every day, and if you want to find deep engagement, deep satisfaction, Motivation Code will teach you how. Just visit toddhenry.com/mcode to learn more about the book. All right, I just wrapped an interview in the last handful of minutes, actually, with a group that was asking me some questions about creative leadership and specifically what it is that creative people need from their manager right now during this time. And it was really interesting because one of the questions was, what do you think that creative people need to hear from their manager right now? And the three words that came out of my mouth were not words that I expected, but I started thinking about it and realized, you know, those are probably the three words that every creative professional needs to hear right now from their manager. And if you're a manager, these are the three words that need to really, in many ways, embody the sentiment that you express toward your team right now as well. We are in, let's say it again, unprecedented times. We are all dealing with uncertainty and just the mass, really just the mass tragedy that is 2020 on so many levels. And so today I'm going to share with you the three words that every creative professional needs to hear from their manager. And I'm going to go into a little bit of detail about why these three words matter so deeply. Before we jump into that, I want to let you know today's episode is brought to you by Patreon. And this is so appropriate for this show and for this audience because I know, listen, many of you are creators. Many of you are out there making your art, trying to make a living from your art. But I know probably many of you are tired of being paid in clicks and likes, right? Clicks and likes are great, but clicks and likes don't put food on the table. You know, social media and streaming platforms help people find your work, but getting you paid is another story altogether. Well, with Patreon, you can stop rolling the dice of ad revenue and per-stream payouts and grow your creative career through the direct support of the people who care the most, your fans. Since Patreon is built for creators, not advertisers, you'll skip the middleman and develop a sustainable income source by offering a recurring membership to your fans. And in turn, they'll get access to exclusive community, premium content, and the chance to become active participants in the work that they love, your work. You know, the creative system is broken because it puts algorithms over ideas. It puts quantity over quality, what's easy to sell over what's good. So if you're a podcaster, if you're a video maker, a musician, a writer, an illustrator, any kind of creative professional at all, anybody who's putting work into the world, sign up on patreon.com now. That's patreon.com and change the way your creativity is valued by building the steady income stream you deserve. Again, that's patreon.com, patreon.com. And we thank Patreon for sponsoring this episode of the Accidental Creative Podcast. Okay, let's talk about the three words that every creative professional needs to hear from their manager right now. And I believe these are three words that we need to hear in every area of our life, but especially in our work right now, in this moment. These are the three words I believe that reinforce trust on teams. I believe that these three words create an environment in which there's a sense of stability and in which people feel protected and in which people feel like they're going to be taken care of. And I don't mean taken care of like coddled. I mean taken care of like I'm going to make sure you have what you need. So important that these three words or the sentiment that they represent are expressed. And the three words that every creative pro needs to hear from their manager are these: I'm for you. I'm for you. Okay. Let me explain why those three words are so important. I think that much of the marketplace is set up in really to foster oppositional frameworks. It's me versus you. It's fighting over resources, fighting over ideas, fighting over promotions, fighting over clients, fighting over everything, really, right? It's me showing my value versus you showing your value. It's me proving my worth versus you proving your worth. There is so much in the marketplace that is set up to stoke the fire of opposition. And opposition breeds distrust. It simply does. When the sentiment, listen, I'm for you. I am for you. I am. I want to see your success. I want to see you thrive. I want you to have what you need. I want you to do work that you're proud of. When that is the sentiment that is expressed and modeled, by the way, not just your intentions, but your actions as well show this, then it tends to unlock something organizationally. Managers become the kind of manager that nobody wants to let down, right? People on teams become the kind of people on teams that everybody wants to support and be on a team with. When the sentiment throughout the organization is, listen, I'm for you. When you model that as a manager, it unlocks something really important for your organization. So let's talk about three ways that this can play out in practice. Because again, it's not just about sentiment, it's about action. Okay, so the first way it plays out is when I'm for you plays out in I believe in your abilities. I believe in your abilities as a professional. I believe that you are capable of doing what I task you with. I won't squelch your perspective prematurely. I won't jump in and cut you off when you're trying to express why you did something a certain way. I won't try to overly control your work. I won't come in and tell you how to do something. I will tell you why we're doing it, and I will allow you to solve the problem for yourself. I believe in your abilities. I believe that you are a capable, professional, competent, creative professional. I do. I believe that. And listen, I'm for you. And frankly, I maybe even see things in you that you don't even see in yourself yet. And so I am going to speak courage into you as a professional, and I'm going to tell you what I see in you. And when I see you doing something that I believe is maybe more than what I ask you to do, or I see you doing something that I think is, has its own unique kind of genius in the way that you approached it, I'm going to call that out in you. I'm not going to see that as a threat to me or my competence. Instead, I am for you. I am here supporting you. I am here to help you have the platform you need to succeed and thrive. When managers begin to do this, and frankly, when we begin to do this for one another within organizations, it completely unlocks the collaborative dynamic, and it releases trust. It does. It creates an environment in which we all feel like we are together and we're navigating through this together. So I believe in your abilities is the first thing that we need to be very clearly articulating to the people on our team. The second thing is, and this is a little bit more challenging, I won't let you settle. I'm not going to let you settle. I'm for you to the extent that when I see that you're phoning it in, I'm for you to the extent that when I see that you're not performing up to your abilities, I'm for you to the extent that when I see that you're under delivering on expectations, I'm going to hold you accountable to a high standard. I'm not going to let you settle because I'm for you. I'm for you doesn't mean I'm going to make it such that you can do whatever you want and I'm never going to call you to account. And, you know, if you fail, you fail. We just want this to be a comfortable place for people. No. The love of comfort is often the enemy of greatness. I'm for you means I will hold you accountable when I feel like you are not living up to the standard that you need to be living up to as a professional. Now, that doesn't mean I don't like you. It doesn't mean that in some way I'm being unfair to you or I'm going to pick on you. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when we have expectations of one another, I'm going to hold you to a standard of meeting those expectations. I'm for you. I believe in your abilities, and I won't let you settle. I'm not going to let you settle for doing subpar work. I am going to push you. I'm going to challenge you to develop new skills. I'm going to challenge you to take risks. I'm going to challenge you to put yourself out there because I believe that you're capable of more than you think you're capable of. Okay, so I won't let you settle is the second way that this plays out. The third way it plays out is we are in this together. This isn't me and then you and all of your teammates. This isn't me, you know, sort of in my managerial ivory tower with all of my information and then you sort of trying to scrape together tidbits of information as you can gather them. No, we are in this together. I am going to help you get to the other side. I'm committed to doing whatever it takes for me to provide clarity and protection for the team, clarity of process, clarity of expectations, ensuring that I'm getting buy-in from critical people at critical moments in the process so that you, you know, the ground is cleared for you to be able to make progress on your most important work. I am committed to ensuring that you have what you need, the stability that you need to get to the other side. And we're going to get to the other side and we're in this together. I am fighting for you. I am for you and we are in this together. That's the third way it plays out. If you say I'm for you as a manager, but you're not protecting the resources your team needs, whether that's the focus they need, the time, the energy they need to be able to do the work that you're asking them to do, they're not going to believe you. It's not going to inspire trust because they won't really believe that you're in it together. They're going to believe that you're just using them to accomplish something that's going to benefit you, which is the opposite of trust, right? People will feel manipulated. So the three words every creative craves from their manager and that they need to hear in sentiment and in action is, I'm for you. I'm for you. I want to see your success. I want to see you thrive. I believe in your abilities. I'm not going to squelch your perspective prematurely. I'm going to allow you to express yourself. And then I'm going to guide and shape your perspective because I have more experience than you do. So I'm going to guide and shape your perspective and help you hone your skills and your mindset. Of course, I'm going to do this. Part of my job as a leader, but I believe in you and I believe in your abilities. Number two, I won't let you settle. I am going to hold you accountable, not because I don't like you, but because I like you. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. I'm going to hold you to a high standard because I know you can meet and surpass that standard. And I'm going to make sure that you understand that when we have clarity of expectations, I'm going to be fighting for those expectations and fighting to protect the space that you need to be able to do your best work. I'm going to defend you. I will not throw you under the bus. I am for you. Okay. And then we are in this together. I will help you get to the other side, right? We are navigating through this together. I am right there, lockstep with you in this battle. We're going to get through this together. If you create an environment in which the sentiment is, I'm with you and your actions support that, I am for you, and your actions support that within the organization, it will completely change the calculus, your cultural calculus. It will change the way that people interact with one another. It'll change the way people interact with you. And it's going to increase the degree to which people are willing to take risks on behalf of the work. It's going to increase the willingness of people to put discretionary energy into the work that they do. It's going to change a lot of things organizationally once people feel like they belong, that they're being cared for, they're being protected, but they're also being challenged, they're being pushed, they're being held to account. That's what every professional wants to be a part of. Okay. So as you think about your meetings this week, as you think about the way that you structure your days, your conversations, the workload, expectations, all of those things, I want you to consider, is what I'm doing this week communicating to my team that I'm for you? I'm for you. I'm on your side. I'm trying to help you accomplish your objectives, your goals, right? Is that what it's communicating, or is it communicating, no, I'm actually doing this because I want to use you to accomplish my goals, which is so often the case in dysfunctional organizations. If you create a culture in which people feel like you are for them and they recognize that because of your actions, it will completely change the game for you. And frankly, that is your job. That's your job as a leader. Your job is to be for the people that you lead. Your job is not to do things for yourself, not to call attention to yourself, not to do things to increase your fame. Your job is to spend yourself on behalf of the people who are looking to you to lead them. That is your job. That's what a good leader does. A good leader invests in the people that he or she is leading, plants seeds in them, seeds that are going to grow up into trees that are going to bear fruit. Until 40 years from now, somebody's sitting under that tree and they have no idea who you are, but they're still experiencing the benefits of your leadership 40 years from now. There's a Greek proverb that says, a society grows great when old men plant trees in whose shade they know they will never sit. That's our job as a leader. Every day we have the opportunity to plant seeds that are going to grow up into trees, that are going to bear fruit, that are going to bless generations to come. You see, great leaders invest in others. And the effects of great leadership echo for generations. They do. That's who we want to be. So friends, make sure that your team, your teammates, everybody around you knows, listen, I'm for you. I am for you. I want to see you succeed. And frankly, as the great Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough other people get what they want, you're probably going to get what you want as well, right? But just make sure that you're focusing on investing in others and letting them know I'm for you. All right. Hey, I hope this was helpful. Would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, your comments about this. Interact at accidentalcreative.com is my email address. You can reach me there or at accidentalcreative.com. Remember, friends, cover bands don't change the world. Don't be a cover band. You need to find your unique voice if you want to thrive. We'll see you next time.